Gecha. There's a mitzvah that says in the Torah Simcha three times. Pesach, interesting. Pesach, there is no mention of Simcha. It doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk that a person shall rejoice on Pesach. It says a person shall rejoice on Shavuos once, and it says regarding Sukkos twice. So Pesach, there's no mention of Simcha. Shavuos, there is a single mention. And Shavuos, there is a single mention. Sukkos, twice, double. However, all of the Moadim are Chukos Lahadon. They're compared one to the other. And therefore, we learn out that there's a mitzvah of Simcha in all of the Moadim. What is Dika Simcha? Chazal tell us, Ein Simcha Ela Bosar. Simcha, the only way to really have joy is Bosar. What is Bosar? It doesn't mean ordinary basar. It means a karbon shalomim. And the way a person is kind of the mitzvah deraisa of v'somachta bechagecha is to go three times a year to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh, to go to the Beis HaMikdash, to bring a karbon shalomim, and to eat the meat of the karbon shalomim. So the problem is that today, we don't have a karbon shalomim. Today, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a carbon shlamim, and therefore it would appear that bezman hazeh there is no mitzvah of simcha. There is no real requirement to have simcha. Just give me one moment, please, because I want to find the page. There it was. Here it is. So, what are exactly the laws of simcha bezman hazeh? Now, I want to bring out a very interesting point, which I don't think I'm saying it. I think really he's saying it. The person who wrote the sefer, Oitzim Achmadim, we use the sefer all the time. He already has five albums. This stuff is gold. This stuff, and between him and Dvorkis, they can bring Mashiach. They know the whole Torah, and then also another sefer also. Gottlieb, Nason Gottlieb. So he writes over here that Bizman Hazeh, we know it says in the pasuk, "V'samachta b'chagecha ato v'incha v'itecha avcha v'amoscha v'alev yager ayosim v'amando asher b'shul." There are eight people. This is a side point. There are eight people mentioned in the pasuk. This in Devarim, you, your son, your daughter, and your servant, and your servants, avcha v'amoscha. 1, 2, 3, 4. We put them together. Avcha v'amoscha, we put together. And then there is the Levi, the Ger, the Yosim, and the Almana. Okay, probably the most important halacha that you have to know about. Only one thing you know about the mitzvah of v'smachta b'chagecha. It's what Rashi. Rashi always tells us the yisoidus of life. And Rashi tells us that it's four for four. If you give simcha to my four, I guarantee simcha to your four. Who are my four? Who are your four? My team. Who's on my team? Who's on your team? On my team, I have the Ger. I have the Levi. Okay, they don't have parnasa. The Levim, they work in the Beis HaMikdash. They don't own property. There's the Levi. There's the Ger. There's the Yosim and the Almana. If you feed and you bring simcha to my team, my four, I will bring simcha to your team. Who's on your team? You. You, your son, your daughter, and your slaves. Avcha v'amoscha. I'm assuming Avcha v'amoscha is one, or maybe it's bincha bitcha avcha v'amoscha, and you are just in general. That's they are really you. When your children are happy, then you're happy. But in any event, Rashi says it's four for four. And that's why the Ikar Simcha, the primary requirement of giving Simcha on Yom Tov on the three, and then there are three Yom Tovim. It's Shavuos. Shavuos is coming up. Shavuos is a Yom Tov. And there's an obligation to make sure that Hashem's team is happy. And unfortunately, this year, there are a lot of Yisaymais and a lot of widows. A lot of widows, a lot of Yisaymais, a lot of people have a lot of problems. It's unreal what's going on out there. I read up something yesterday, what's going on. I read about it in Lakewood, in a certain community where everyone works. You know, you people think Lakewood, they don't work. They don't work. That's not true. In Lakewood, almost everyone works in Lakewood. Most, my brother, he lives in his development, he told me every single person works. No one's in learning. There are a few people who have basements. They rent out basements. Maybe a handful of them are people that are just newlyweds that are still learning the first year, but they all work. And what do Rabbanim do most today? Most is Rav and Lakewood. What do you do most today? We help people get jobs. Okay? And yet, in this community where everyone is working, they have every night supper, free supper, pickups. And the amount of food they're giving out is beyond belief. And why are people taking it? Because they don't have. They don't have. You have a job. No, they don't.
No.
They lost their job.
Okay, so right.
This is we're in a very, very serious situation. Not just Lakewood, all over the world. The whole world is in there. Someone said to me something, I don't know, is this true? You can maybe tell this to me. I don't want to get off that. But someone said to me that this matzav that we're in is unprecedented in almost world history. Because even World War II, I don't know World War II well, there were parts of the world that were not affected at all by World War II. It was just, you know, you read in the newspaper. Well, there's a war going on. None of my business. There were chunks of the world. Is that really true? There were chunks of the world that were really not affected. It had nothing to do with them. You have America. You know, even America didn't come into the war until very late. And the war was not fought on this land. The war was fought. I mean, the only people lost their lives. How many young people lost their lives? Okay, you can't really say America wasn't. You can't really say that. But there are parts of the world that were not affected. Corona has affected the entire world. There's a magefa going on in the entire world, everywhere. Did it ever happen? Ever such an event in world history where the entire world suffered? I don't know. I'll leave that to you. Homework. Okay. Now, we have over here simcha. In contrast to suffering, we have a mitzvah of simcha. 4 for 4. That's the most important thing, is to give simcha to these four. Bezman hazeh. Bizman as we're supposed to have a carbon shlom. Chazal make a drasha. The drasha is in the Gemara. Where is the Gemara? In the Rambam quotes this also. I can't find the Gemara at this moment. It says over here, via mitzvah hanun dal. It's mitzvah 54. Mitzvah 54. Shatzivan l'smayach bergolim. Who Amara Yisale, Hashem said Vismat Khagecha, Vinyin Harishan Haramus Ilov Bitsivu Hazehu Shiyakriv Karban Shalomim Al Kolpanim. And the Karban Shalomim is in addition to the Karban Chagiga. Okay? It's in addition to the Karban Chagiga. We bring a Karban Shalomim. And then it goes on to say, but what about Bizman Azeh? Umizeh le'echol basar b'yom tovim v'lishtos yai. And then he goes on to say, umizeh, and since Bizman Azeh we don't have a carbon, le'echol basar b'yom tovim v'lishtos yayin, to drink wine, the little boyish begodim chadashim, to wear new clothing, ulechalik peiros umine mesika likatam, to give out candies, treats to children, ulenashim, ze kuloi nichnas tachas omoy v'samachta bechagecha. So the Rambam seems to say, this is a big debate, that bezman hazed is a mitzvah de'oraisa to eat meat and to drink wine. Okay, now, some mafarshim want to learn that it's not deraisa. They disagree with the Rambam. This is the dilemma. Now we're going to all of the different opinions, but there are many rishonim that say that bezman hazed there's no mitzvah of simcha. The only true simcha is besar kotshim, If you can't bring a carbon shlamim, there's no mitzvah. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that even bizman hazeh, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, there is a mitzvah de'orais of simcha, and the simcha is, the Rambam seems to say, both yayin and basa. Now the question is, what kind of yayin, how much wine, what kind of yayin, what's the purpose of yayin? To make a long story short, I want to bring out a chiddush. And the chiddush is, when there was, let's try to break down, we really need a psychologist for this, to tell us if this is all true. There are three types of simcha. There are three different frames of mind, and it spans the spectrum of simcha and pain. What do I mean? As follows: there is a positive simcha, there is pain, person has daigois, and then there is neutral. When there's a Beis HaMikdash and the Shekhinah is resting in the Beis HaMikdash, that's real simcha. We don't know what that means. It is impossible to understand what true simcha is. Chazal say, Misha loy ra'a, simchas Beis HaShoeva, loy ra'a, simcha b'yamav. At the time of the simchas Beis HaShoeva, what did they do? Shesham shoyavim Ruach HaKodesh. They drew Holy Spirit. The ability to experience Ruach HaKodesh is a positive simcha. Living in Galus, worrying how you're going to pay the rent, how you're going to pay the mortgage, how are you going to survive, how are you going to live, what's going to do with your children, what's going to be tomorrow, how are you going to pay the bills? That's called daigos. And then there are people who are in between. And I really don't know people in between. Most people I know are in this position where we have daigos. But then there is a technique in this world, even hayoyim hazeh, where you go to a shrink and he gives you a collection of medication to take away your daigos, to distract yourself from what is bothering you. Now, when you distract yourself from what's bothering you, it does not mean you're dancing in the street. It does not mean you're shayavim ruach hakodesh. You're neutral. I'm in a neutral state. And the truth is, there really is no such thing as neutral, because it would appear that when Hashem, a child is happy. You can look at a child. A child, why is a child happy? Why does a child smile? What is he happy about? What, he got? He graduated high school, got a college degree, he has money in the bank. What is a toddler smiling? What makes him happy? Why is an infant a few days old smiling? Why? What did he accomplish? Where is that simcha? The answer is, the way Hashem made a person naturally is happy. A person is naturally happy. What happens in life is, you go and get mature, you have responsibilities, and with responsibilities come daigos. You're worried. Oh no, what's going to be? That daiga takes away from you your natural simcha, which you're entitled to. And then if you're lucky in life, doesn't exist such a thing really, you take away the daigas, you're not just naturally happy. You are happy plus plus. You bring within you joy of accomplishment, of satisfaction. You marry off your children, you get married, your children get married, you accomplish something very, very great. It's not just a natural happiness. It's a happiness that has been manufactured either by you or by Hashem. Is it Ruach HaKodesh? Is it a simcha of accomplishment, of achieving a goal in life or doing something? That's a happiness that is above and beyond a natural happiness. from the words of the Rambam, we have already out of time, so we can't go through all the details. I just want to just give you the gist of this chiddush, the very big chiddush. From the words of the Rambam, it's mashma. There's a very big dilemma. The dilemma is, the ikur simcha v'samachta b'chagecha would appear to be to eat besar kachim. When we just rattle off those words like moda ani, like ashrei. Yeah, you eat besar kachim, you have joy. Really, what's the joy? I don't know. You have a good steak, right? You go to the Beis HaMikdash and you bring a carbon and then who says it's so good? Who says the steak is so good? Every piece of steak you had in your life is so delicious. Who says the chef that's going to take your carbon shlamim and is going to cook it for you, is going to roast it, is going to prepare it? Who says they'll do such a good job? You've gone to restaurants and they brought you a steak and you weren't happy. So who says you're going to be happy eating the meat of the carbon shlamim? That's going to make you, that's the simcha? So obviously, when it says besar kachim, it doesn't just mean the meat. It means the sanctity that accompanies the carbon, which is a world that we really know nothing about. That is a super duper over the top positive type of simcha. Can we achieve that bisman hazeh? Absolutely not. So, but the Rambam learns, okay, you can't achieve that, but there's still bisman hazeh, a mitzvah on Pesach, to have simcha. What kind of simcha? A party? Really? You should manufacture, you have a party? You read the words around carefully. The Rambam seems to be saying something that is awesome. The simcha bezman hazeh, the araisa, on Yom Tov, is to remove from your mind your daigos. Every person has in his life daigos. You worry about things. You worry about parnas, about health, about a long laundry list of your daigos. It can be healthy to have daigos to a degree, as long as it doesn't overtake you. But when it comes Yom Tov, I want there to be simcha. You know what simcha means? Simcha doesn't necessarily mean positive. Simcha means the removal of what is bothering you to achieve a natural state of existence, which is naturally a matzav of joy. Just like a child who has no daigos is besimcha, but a child does not have the simcha plus plus because a child has accomplished nothing. He has nothing to be happy about. He didn't even have his birthday party. He didn't do anything that he can experience a positive form of simcha. But yet a child is happy because a child has a natural simcha. And that's also called simcha. The mitzvah bizman hazeh for an adult of v'samachta b'chagecha is not to expect a positive simcha of accomplishment, ruach hakodesh, achievement. The goal is to remove your daigos. How do you remove your daigos? Yayin. The ikur simcha b'zman hazeh, the way the Rambam and many mefarshim is not even meat. Meat is secondary, is yayin. Tenu yayin lo'oved. V'sheichar tu sheichar lo'oved v'yayin l'morei nefesh. Who would ever imagine you can say such a thing about Yom Tov? You would think v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. Yeah. You know why yayin is yisamach levav enosh? Yayin doesn't give you positive simcha. If you're having positive simcha, means you're drunk, and being drunk is not a healthy thing to be. You know how yayin is yisamach because the word simcha means a natural state of being. A natural state of being is simcha. Problem is living in this world. The way Hashem made the world, you have daigos. And the daigos take away that natural state of simcha. You need to drink yayin to forget, to remove the daigos. Tenu yayin lo'oved, tu sheichar lo'oved v'yayin l'mori nefesh. Give the bitter them yayin to forget their problems so that now the yayin yisamach levav enosh. You're in a natural state of equilibrium. where you're happy. Oh, you want the positive, positive simcha? That's not shaykh b'zman hazeh. Who says that's even called, maybe that's called sasain. Sasanaych alim rasecha kimaytseh shalol rav. Unexpected, newfound wealth. That's sasain. Sasain is positive. Simcha means the absence of tsar. That's the most we can expect. Yayin has the koyach to take away. When you drink too much yayin, you go so far, you become drunk, you lose your mind. Chayev adam levasime bepuraya adlo yada. You drink a little bit of wine, it takes away one daiga. I have 10 daigas, right? 10 daigas. How am I going to pay the rent? How am I going to have money to buy food? How am I going to buy clothing? How am I going to get married? You go through all your daigas, right? So one cup of wine, oh, it took away one daiga. Second cup of wine took away my second daiga. A third cup of wine, my third daiga. Finally, I get to the point where I drank enough wine, I forgot about my problems. Stop, quit while you're ahead. Because if you drink another cup of wine, you know what's going to go next? Your mind is going to go next. You're not going to be in your right mind. You're going to be on the floor drunk. Then you're going to lose your mind. Yayin has the koyach to remove. What does it remove? Well, it starts out removing your daigos. If you drink too much of it, it'll remove your mind. And if you drink too much, it'll remove you from this world also. Because if you get too intoxicated, you can die. Yayin is just something which removes. Memela, the yisod of the Rambam is, I'll read you the word, we'll finish with the words. The yisod of the Rambam is, me'ikar hadin, v'samachta b'chagecha, the goal is positive simcha. The ultimate positive simcha in this world is kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash, the sanctity that comes along with eating a carbon, which don't even try to go there, what that means. It doesn't mean you're sitting in a restaurant eating a piece of meat. Doesn't mean that. Basar kodesh means something very lofty, very, very special. Forget it. We don't even know what that means. The Rambam said, well, you can't do bizman hazeh. So the Rambam said, you know what? So just at least try for the minimal. There's a mitzvah deraisa to drink yayin at least to get rid of the daigois. So you should be in at least in a natural state of simcha. The Rambam says, achshav. Now this is not the Rambam. This is the Marshal. I'm sorry, this is the Marshal. The Marshal says this. Achshav, the Marshal was much more recent. Achshav, now, she'ein lanu simcha shlamim, v'hamikdash chorav, the mitzvah destroyed, v'orva kol simcha, and all positive joy is gone. Ein simcha ela b'yayin. All we got left is wine. Vizulasa, and without yayin, eino yoytze yidei choyva b'simchas yomtif. V'adaraba, b'mayi samaches atzmai, what else can you do today? Ela, imlo yishte, unless you'll drink a little wine, v'yishkach, and you'll forget, rishoy. Rishoy means your problems. L'smoyach, and by forgetting your problems, you'll be in a state of natural equilibrium. L'smech v'liv toyach b'Hashem. You knew, naturally, knew, the daigas go away. Knew, all right. Let's hope for a better tomorrow. Sheyachzer aleinu, you hope Hashem will help us, will come back to us. You see, the way the Marshal learns the words is, just aim on Yom Tov to forget about your daigas, the worries. It's like Shabbos. Shabbos, it's not daigas. Kol melachtecha. Interesting how the difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos, you're supposed to look at Shabbos. You can have daigas on Shabbos, but all of your work is done. Yom Tov, all of the daigas are not here. Yom Tov is better than Shabbos. Shabbos, you have daigas, but there's nothing to do about it. On Shabbos, there's nothing I can do about it. Kol melachtecha nases. Are the daigas there? Yeah, the daigas are there. But if I can't do anything about it, so there's nothing to do about it. Yom Tov, there are no daigas. That's called simcha. Okay, so this is a mahalach in understanding what it means to appreciate what yayin is about, to appreciate what the Rambam, and the words of the Mashal are very are very interesting on an approach. And now it's not just for us, for the four on the Hashem's team. Take away their daigos. Don't expect to go to an almana and to make her happy. It's not going to happen. But what you can do for an almana and a yosem is, you have daigos. Take away the daigos. That you can do. That is realistic. To be mesamech an almana and a yosem, neger, take away the daigos. That's real simcha. Have a wonderful day. We have to Shem tomorrow. Anyone wants to learn with me tonight? Tonight we have a share. Those who want to learn with me, right? Posenshul, we learn the Siddur. The Siddur. I'll send out a link on the Koyla link on the Koyla chat. Anyone who's interested, have a wonderful day.
Have a good day. Have a good day, Zagazin.
A good day. Hey, Hashi.
Zagazin.
Have a nice day,
bye. Stay well and don't go to sleep.